Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Traveling kind of crew here on What's On Your Mind, and we are in Tioga, North Dakota today for a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And with all sincerity, when I talk or Todd talks, it is unimportant. What is important is hearing from you, the fine listeners of this program all across the Northern Plains, and we really encourage you to let your voice be heard at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Put that on your favorites list and a letter go. What it is that is on your mind, whatever it is that you want to talk about. Fridays are a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun on Friday. We started a little thing last Friday where we encouraged our listeners to tell us what they'd like us to do in the way of a Friday staple, like Normal or Nuts Friday, What's On Your Mind. We also have done Are You Kidding Me Fridays. We had some great suggestions last week, so many that I think I decided, let's just kind of keep this going. And if you have any others you want to throw in there today, that'd be great. Next hour, because so much attention is being focused on this presidential race, I want to spend a little time asking you, our listeners, what it is you would like to hear about that has nothing to do with politics. So in other words, not the presidential race, not a particular candidate, not a political issue. You know, is it hunting? Is it fishing? Is it, you know, whatever. Anything except politics, just so we can make sure we're getting you a good balance on the program. I know you'll have some good suggestions. We'll do that next hour. So I told you last week we started a conversation with the presidential candidates on the program. And we're amassing a number of folks. Heard from Mike Huckabee's folks last night, working on a schedule right now there. And a number of other candidates as well are in the hopper to join us on the program. We're also going to do something where we drill down on a specific policy issue, and we're going to do one of those today at 9:30. Yesterday, Senator Rick Santorum has unveiled his illegal immigration plan. And it is very different than Hillary Clinton and the Democrats' amnesty program, but it's also very different than the GOP establishment plan that says, hey, we need, you know, a cheap labor force. So we're going to talk about that today on the program. In the meantime, whatever you'd like to talk about on What's On Your Mind, there's two ways to do this. Again, you can pick up the phone and call us at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503.
I'm back.
Yeah, he's back, and we're glad you're back, by golly.
I'm glad I'm back too.
Give us a little scare there, so we'll fly a little easier today now that Todd the Radio God Mitchell is behind the radio controls there today. And I think I've given you about three ways. Oh, email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'll give you a fourth. Stop by the Pinnacle Travel Center in Tioga and have a say. If you care to share a comment, we'd love to have you do that. A fellow here by the name of Kevin. And I were just chatting before the show. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm good.
That's right. And Kevin volunteered that Trump is the man. You're loving Trump. Tell me why you love Trump.
Well, I guess I'm really kind of disenchanted with politics in general over the last 15 to 20 years. And Donald Trump is very much the businessman. And Donald Trump is not a politician. He's not swayed by donations. And I think that Donald Trump is very much the kick butt candidate. And I think that America has needed Donald Trump for many of years.
Yeah, when you first told me this, I think you said kick butt 15 times. He's kicking butt, he's kicking butt, he's kicking butt. And I take it that's what you think we need, Kevin, right? Somebody just go in there and kick butt.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I think that, you know, America has needed Donald Trump for a long time. I hope that he hears this. You know, if I were to meet him and I were to shake his hand, I'd say, we have needed you for a long time.
My wife is convinced he's going to be the nominee. And she's not a political analyst, but she said, you know why? Because he is getting all kinds of new people into politics that didn't care about it, that were disenfranchised, right? And there'll be a lot of folks that'll weigh in. So we have this little wager. I don't think he'll be the nominee. I actually think that he's going to exit the stage at some point, but I think he'll be there late. I also think this. He's providing an incredible service by waking up the other candidates. They don't dare. They don't dare be mamby pamby anymore. Have you noticed that from some of the others?
Yeah, I sure have. You know, but I don't think that Hillary Clinton has got anything worth looking at. I most definitely do not want Hillary Clinton in there. But I think that what you're saying is that Donald Trump has woken up a lot of the euphoria and, you know, got a lot of these other guys stirred up.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And so I really think that's a good thing, but I really think that we are going to have Trump with Carson.
Where are you from, Kevin?
Washington State.
You live here now?
I do, but I'd really like to go home.
Why do you want to go home?
I don't know. I kind of miss home. I've taken less than 20 days off in almost 2.5 years.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're out here working.
Well, other than getting laid off when, you know, with the kind of the fallout and, the oil prices and whatnot, we've had a little bit of laid off time. It's not that we actually got laid off. It's just that, you know, there's no work tonight. So, you know, you sit at home and, you know, if you hang around and some guys can afford to and some guys can't afford to, well, I've hung around and, you know, I've been here almost 2.25 years. And
Is the work here more plentiful and pay better? And I mean, compared to Washington State, where you're from?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But it's still home, still calling just because it's home, even though it'd be less money there.
Well, I know about other jobs out there, you know, Seattle, Tacoma area and whatnot. And I like you said, home's calling. You know, I want to go. You know, and so you know, when I get enough emergency fund as my favorite radio talk show host before today, I just met you, says, you know, I need my emergency fund.
It must be the Dave Ramsey. Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
That's the one. I love Dave Ramsey.
So you're taking his financial guidance, building up that fund, and then you'll head up. What is there something you do not like about North Dakota? Or just that it's not home?
I'd say, no, it's not really that I don't like North Dakota. I can deal with temperatures above freezing, way above freezing, say 37, 38 and above. And I can deal with temperatures below 25. But you get into that window between 20 to 25 above and 34 to 36 above, there's that freezing rain roads, and it just gets really dangerous. And I drive a semi-truck, okay? Semi-trucks on freezing rain roads, that's just really scary.
Makes sense. Hey, Kevin, nice to meet you, and appreciate you stopping by, sharing your thoughts. Be well, okay?
Thank you very much.
Glad we're on the list now as among your favorite talk show hosts. Appreciate that.
God bless you.
You too, sir. All right, appreciate it. 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. On the Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotline, we have one more Cottage Cafe gift certificate to give away today, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale. So we're going to get to the phones today and do that as well. So if you'd like to win one of those, just pick up the telephone and give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd loves the text, ladies and gentlemen. And
absolutely.
And when you send Todd a note, you can also say, "Glad you're feeling better, my man." And we sprung him loose from the ER. And that is 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, if you want to send a text. So a lot of different ways that you can join us today on the program. We have emails that have already come in before the program, and one of them is suggesting, as we asked earlier, a Friday staple, and that is a common sense edition of the program on Fridays. And what the caller is suggesting, Todd, is that you can only call with something that is fairly described as common sense. Maybe we'd have to make you like the Common Sense Club, standards and practices director or something, right? You if they have like a buzzer, if somebody called and said, "It's a good idea to stick your head in an oven." I don't know. How would we determine? And we go, no, that's not common sense. Now I love the idea of hearing nothing but common sense from the listeners. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm wondering how exactly we would police that.
Well, given that one person's common sense is another person's nonsense, that can be a little tricky.
Yeah. So how would we go about that, do you think? I don't know.
Like, if you and I both think that something is common sense, it's probably common sense. If you and I both think, no, that's crazy, then...
This is Larry from Bismarck. He said, Common Sense Friday, and an hour on your show every Friday that contains only common sense. If they can genetically modify apples, corn, and other produce, why can't they genetically modify weeds to control them? Common sense answer, weed killer companies make way too much money off of weed killer. Next topic, how about immigration? There are rules to getting into our country, except when one political party sees an advantage to having and keeping illegal immigration. I'm not college educated, but I can see the real reason this is a political issue. Votes. We'll test that one on a Rick Santorum little issue. He actually went through a number of these suggestions on how this would work. Common Sense Friday, okay? What do you think of that? We'll add it to the list. We'll put it under consideration. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Pfeiffer's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
About being in Missoula, Montana, a week from today. all fired up for the Bison.
You know, we got that one caller that really doesn't want you to go. You know that, right?
There's one caller that doesn't want me to go?
Yeah. Hang on, let me get that back up here. That was actually kind of good.
Don't go to Missoula. Oh, that's right. Yeah, call
Remember?
Missoula.
Yeah.
I do know, yeah. That was hilarious. Anyway, but sorry, I'm going, despite the caller not wanting me to go.
Really?
Yeah.
And
don't go out to Missoula, Montana, you right-wingers.
See, that's, you know, not everybody wants you to go.
No.
You right-wingers? Yeah. I didn't realize your trip to Missoula was politically related.
Yeah, far from it. Anyway, and you're a right-winger too, Todd. We're all right-wingers. Yeah, I don't think you like.
Well, I'm sure in this guy's mind we are. I mean, this guy's mind, Sanders is probably a little too far to the right. But
he lumped us in all together. That was a classic call. We'll have to save that for play the whole thing here at some point. By the way, our broadcast from Missoula next weekend, and we'll be there on Friday and Saturday, brought to you by Discovery Benefits, one of the fastest growing companies in North Dakota, actually fastest growing in America. And now more than 500 employees strong. They're based in Fargo, now hiring. Go to discoverybenefits.com. Click on the careers link to find out more about what a great place it is to work, okay? Also brought to you by our friends at Steyr Oilfield Services, Gates Manufacturing, Mainstay Suites in Tioga, Odor and Mold Medicine. You can stop smell now. Just go to stopsmellnow.com for all your odor removal needs guaranteed. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Catalyst Medical Center, Lake of the Woods Pie Company. I'm thinking K-Fire, Agra International, and Great Tasting Pie. Those are the folks. Yeah. Homeowners Financial Group, Muscatel Subaru, Shields, Inland Home Mortgage, and Hanson Runsfeld Funeral Home. So, see you there next week. Looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. Do you have that clip of Jeb Bush answering the question about anchor babies? I want to play that because...
Do you think the term anchor baby is offensive?
No. No. If there's another term that I come up with, I'm happy to hear it. What we have to focus on is how do we secure the border so that people that come in legally don't come, that people coming legally do come. This is a pretty simple thing.
Did you regret using the term anchor babies yesterday on the radio?
No, I didn't.
Hey,
I don't regret it?
No.
Do you have a better term?
Anchor baby. Is that not bombastic?
No, it isn't. Give me another language. Give me another word.
I love this. So, let me just give you my opinion. I don't think Jeb Bush reacts the way he did there if Donald Trump hadn't reacted the way he did yesterday, and you heard it here when we talked about it. See, this is the effect he's having on them. Goes back to what Kevin said. I don't care about all that. I just want somebody that'll kick butt, for lack of a better term. You know, people are mad about the direction of this country, and they want somebody that'll fight to save it. And I think Donald Trump's effect on the rest of the field is fantastic. Joe in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to speak about Donald Trump. What he's done, he has showed all of us how we've all been brainwashed for probably the last 4, 8, 12, 16 years. And this is why the people are starting to back him, because we've all been brainwashed. Fox News has brainwashed us. They're supposed to be the big conservative station. Well, the other night O'Reilly was on. He was interviewing Trump, and O'Reilly sounded like he was for the way the immigration laws are now. And Trump was saying, well, this isn't right, and this is the way it's supposed to be because this is the law. And O'Reilly didn't like it. So, you know, even I was brainwashed because I thought Fox News was on my side. They're not. I don't know who owns Fox News, but they're with the Republican Party, the establishment. That's who's sponsoring Fox News. CNN is they like Trump all of a sudden, it seems like, and I'm watching CNN because they're more positive toward him and what he's trying to do. So, and you know the young girl that was killed in California, an illegal immigrant, went up, had a gun, and he killed her. And her father was telling everybody this is so wrong. And Cruz was saying that he wanted to bring a bill in the Senate to, you know, to say that this is wrong, and we need to deport these illegal immigrants who have really bad records. And McConnell wouldn't even bring the bill up. He stopped that bill from coming to the floor. So we've all been brainwashed. And the guy in the House, what's his name, Boehner and McConnell, they're both with the establishment. They want elite, they want this to go. They want the one world philosophy. And Trump has shown us all that we've all been brainwashed, and those are my thoughts.
Joe, I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. And we're going to talk a little bit about specifically the differences between the GOP establishment plan on illegal immigration and what Senator Santorum rolled out yesterday in the way of a plan at a major speech at the National Press Club. Obviously different than the Democratic plan as well, but appreciate your take on that. Ray and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing? It's Friday. I couldn't be better.
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. But I'd just like to make a statement that the Republican establishment, it's all set up for Rubio or Jeb Bush to take Florida, because it's 99 electoral votes, winner takes all in Florida. If Trump's got enough money to outdo him down there with advertisements, Trump might have a chance. But it's all set up because they got their sneaky little ways of taking votes away from everybody else. So either Rubio or Jeb Bush is set up to take Florida. That's the way this is set up. So I guess we'll see when Florida, that's when everybody better get excited.
At least as it is today, Donald Trump is defying every political strategist idea of any kind of map of, you know, this state versus that state and where we have to go. Again, this has to, we're not voting for a long time. I mean,
that's true, but Trump is a Main Street. He's a Main Street person. The other ones are all Wall Street. They're all big corporate. Well, whatever you want to call him,
isn't that funny?
There,
I mean, I think you've identified it, Ray, that's accurate. Yeah. But it's amazing. He's the richest guy in the race, and we're saying he's the one for Main Street.
He is. He's for the people. He works for the people.
It's because of what he's saying.
He doesn't work for anybody else.
Yeah, good points, Ray. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Lathan in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. I'm a farmer, and all this development, and we're... covering up, I don't know what the statistics are in North Dakota, but like in the Valley or just other places, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, all over, we're covering up all this farmland, and all the cities keep telling people to come, and Minot's got a new thing now. They want to invite more businesses with the Magic Fund to get more businesses to relocate. What are we going to do when we have all this land? Sure, there's lots of land, but what are we going to do when all this farmland gets covered up? We got to feed everybody and feed the world.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I guess I'd like to know percentage-wise, you know, how much are we taking out of production from the growth of the cities? Because there's obviously a lot of growth going on. I mean, Watford City or West Fargo, either one, a lot of that happening. Percentage-wise, I would think that's single digits, but it's a question of worth asking, Lathan. Appreciate your call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This is Bruce Brock with Brock Auction Company reminding everyone of the beautiful Black Fox Ranch Auction Saturday, August 29th at the Slate Creek Grill in Hill City, South Dakota. A beautiful custom log home and 124 acres of exquisite Black Hills land surrounded by the National Forest. An open house is Saturday, the 22nd. A rare, beautiful piece of the hills you will want to see if you have the Black Hills in mind. Check our website at brockauction.com and click on upcoming auctions for video, pictures, and complete details. That's brockauction.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Away from the North Dakota Petroleum Council gathering in Fargo. Good example of how what's happening in oil and gas country, largely centered in the, of course, northwest corner of North Dakota, impacts every corner of North Dakota. And NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great website to find out more about that. But also, if you are in the oil and gas industry, if you are impacted by the oil and gas industry, if you want to learn more about it, I'd be at that annual conference in Fargo. In the week of the September 20th. Love to see you there, so check that out. We're brought to you in part today also by Pfeiffer's Auction Company. My friend Kevin Pfeiffer has some great land auctions coming up. Exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. There is a Pfeiffer's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October. With over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. Yes, I said 4,000. If you want a catalog on any of the auctions, just give Pfeiffer's a call. They'd love to send one to you at 877-700-4099. That's 877-700-4099. Or view all of the auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. So we announced last week we're doing a series on the presidential candidates. We've invited them all to come on the program. The first to do that was Senator Rick Santorum. We also are starting a policy series in a talk radio town hall where we take specific issues, zero in on them, and welcome your calls for the candidates. And our friend Senator Rick Santorum, obviously a big fan of North Dakota because he was, again, the first to say yes and join us on the program and is on our Newsmaker line. Welcome back, Senator. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Scott. I'm a big fan of North Dakota, and very grateful to the people in North Dakota for supporting me in 4 years ago in the caucuses. We appreciate it very much.
I'm in Tioga, North Dakota, as we speak, at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, and you've been here before too. So we have that. There's a Tioga, Pennsylvania. There's a Tioga, North Dakota, right? So go for
exactly.
It. Yeah,
exactly.
About them. So I found your comments on illegal immigration very interesting, and we welcome calls from our listeners about these today at 800-228-0550. But you seem to forge the middle ground between Hillary Clinton and the Democratic plan of just flat out amnesty, which is obviously designed to get votes. And
right.
the GOP establishment that everybody has said, look, this is about the chamber supporting this because they want cheap labor.
Yep.
So,
yep.
How do you? What's the middle ground? How do you
well,
reject
I mean,
both
you
of those
at,
ideas?
I mean, you look at the Republicans who are raising lots of money from the business community, and everybody from Jeb Bush to Ted Cruz, and they're all in a position that they want to increase legal immigration, they want to increase H-1B visas, they want to provide a path to amnesty for people to be able to stay here and work. And all the folks who are raising big money on the Republican side, guess what? They all have that position on immigration. So this is not—it's not unusual that that Rick Santorum doesn't get invited to the COCOP, because my agenda is squarely on trying to help working men and women in this country be able to rise again. If you look at wages in this country over the last 25 years,
the average increase in wages per year, after inflation, has been less than a nickel a year. I mean, this is because we brought in 35 million people into this country, both legally and illegally, over the last 20 years, and it is keeping wages down. It's making it harder for people to rise in society. And all of the immigration debate so far has been about, what do we do about people? Legitimately, I'm concerned about them who are in this country illegally and living in the shadows of their children and all. And that's the immigration debate in America. And it is a part of the debate, but the bigger part of the debate is, how does this affect America? How is it creating a lack of opportunity and hopelessness for folks who are seeing their jobs being undervalued because we have a continuing and an abundant supply of lower cost wages workers coming from overseas?
Let's take some calls here. Richard's on the road with a question on illegal immigration for Senator Santorum. Go ahead, Richard. We've got to get Richard to turn down his radio there. David in Bismarck, let's try you before we go back to Richard. David, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I was wondering what your opinion is on the 15-year-old independent running for presidency.
I don't know about the 15-year-old running for president, but the Constitution requires you to be 35 to run for president.
So it's not going
to
work out too well.
President. You can run for president. Anybody can run for president. You can't serve until you're 35.
Arthur and Dickinson for Senator Santorum on illegal immigration, if you would, today, please. Go ahead, Arthur.
Love what you're doing with immigration, Senator. Could I ask you a quick question off of that subject?
Sure, go ahead.
Here's the deal. You were one of the first guys to come out and prove that there were WMDs in Iraq. Were you not?
There is, in fact, as you know, ISIS is using some of that WMD that they found. Now it's
right.
It's degraded and it's older, but there certainly was, and there's no question that there were a lot of older ordnance, WMD ordnance, that was found in Iraq during the war.
Yeah, there was 600 canisters of sarin gas and 650 metric tons of uranium yellow cake that went to Canada after the war. And I was wondering, I had heard talk that there was some of the generals from Iraq had said that there were like 56 plane loads of WMDs that went to Syria. Did you ever hear anything about that?
That's been reported that there were train loads of stores that went to Syria. Some people are speculating that the WMD that looks like the chemical weapons that ISIS seems to be using right now, maybe some of that store that was transported from Iraq into Syria. I don't know. I don't think we have any real tracing on that, other than the fact that the belief is that what ISIS is using was in fact WMD from Iraq that was either not captured during the war or transported to Syria.
All right. Appreciate the call, Arthur. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline with your questions for Senator Rick Santorum. You specifically in your plan call for a reduction in legal immigration as well.
Yes.
And I've heard from we have, for instance, Microsoft in North Dakota. Microsoft says, boy, we've got to increase the amount of visas because we cannot fill the spots we need, ultimately there. And I know that there's been actually a slowdown in that, but they claim they need more. You're saying reduce it. What kind of, where would you target a reduction?
Well, the two areas of reduction is one called chain migration. Which has to do with if historically in America, if you come to this country, you can reunite you can have your family reunited. Yet they would have priority to come into this country to bring in your spouse and your minor children. Under the 1990 Immigration Act, that was changed to allow your parents to come in, to allow your adult children to come in, and to allow your brothers and sisters to come in and their spouses. So we've opened up an entire opportunity for adults to come into this country, not because they qualify under the traditional immigration laws, but simply they go to the head of the line because they're related to someone who's already in this country. And that results in 250,000 people a year who are parents and adult siblings or children of people who are already in this country. And it's leading to the explosion of illegal immigration that we have. That's called chain migration. And what I've said is, if you're coming into this country as an adult, you should have to come in on your own merit, not because you happen to have a relative that's in this country. That's not the way we should order our immigration priority. And by the way, that's a position that, believe it or not, Jeb Bush and I agree on. He actually thinks that that's a bad idea too. And I think a lot of folks have looked at it, see that it's not a wise policy for us to have our immigration be driven by the fact that you're related to some other adult here in this country. So that's number one. That's 250,000 a year. So we'd go from 1,050,000, which is the current level of legal immigration, down to about 800,000. And then additional 50,000 is something called the Visa Lottery, which is a program that Ted Kennedy put in place to bring more people in from third world countries that don't have very many people who are in America. And again, I'm not against people from third world countries coming here, but they should come in based on the orderly process like everybody else does, which is to be able to apply it and come in, not because you won the lottery. So that is another area that, again, can be reduced. And that would put us at 750,000 people legally coming into this country every year, which would be the highest level, other than the last 20 years, the highest level in the history of our country. So it still would be record levels of immigration. It's just a little less than what we have now.
Is big business right to is it H-1B? Is that what they call the visa? Where they're,
yeah, the H-1Bs are the skilled worker visas. And this is the problem with skilled worker visas. And I don't know if you saw these cases you may have talked about on the radio show, Disney at Southern California Edison, Southern California Edison brought in, I think the number is 700 people who under this H-1B program, they brought them into their company, had people, American workers, train them, and then fired 700 workers and replaced them with these people. Now, that's not what this program is supposed to do. It's not supposed. Why? Because they work for 30% less. So Disney, by the way, did the same thing. Fired American workers, brought in H-1B workers. Why? Because H-1B was supposed to be for these super highly skilled people that we needed to drive the economy in this country, and that we had a shortage of these types of people and these types of workers. The fact of the matter is that when it comes to STEM workers, which is, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math, we actually have a surplus now of entry-level STEM workers in this country. We've actually done a good job of orienting more people to these types of this type of education, but they're having trouble finding jobs and bringing in. I think the number is 80% of the H-1B visa holders come in at the lowest level salary that's allowed under H-1B. So these are basic tech workers. These are not advanced degree people. These are not the super skilled that create jobs and do a lot to create innovation and more economic activity. These are folks who are just replacing your college graduates who can do computer programs.
Sure. Richard, we got you back. Your question for Senator Rick Santorum on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, good morning, Scott, Senator. Retired Border Patrol agent here. And as you may
thank
know,
you
in the mid-90s, under Bill Clinton, they effectively done away with worksite enforcement on apprehending illegal aliens.
Yep.
My suggestion is this should be reinstated by whoever we get elected, as well as referring all the names of these worksite enforcement jobs that they vacate to the welfare and unemployment lists, thereby reduce our unemployment rolls, reduce our welfare rolls, increase our employment and our tax base, as well as decrease costs for having illegal aliens here.
Some good suggestions there, Richard. Hang on for Senator Santorum's answer. We'll do that on the other side of the break and continue Talk Radio Town Hall today on illegal immigration. Senator Rick Santorum, one of the presidential candidates, taking your calls on What's On Your Mind. Live from Tioga in the Pinnacle Travel Plaza today. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Have you outgrown your space? Is it time to move your business to a larger building? Choose a steel building from Anderco Enterprises. Here's why. If you call now, Anderco has upgrade specials good only through the end of August. Work with the best in the industry, 100 years of experience, and they can get you into your new building fast. Call 701-277-7078 now for specials good through the end of August, or go to AndercoEnterprises.com.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkin. Weekend passes $75 and a discount for military. Concessions, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
This is Bruce Brock with Brock Auction Company reminding everyone of the beautiful Black Fox Ranch Auction, Saturday, August 29th at the Slate Creek Grill in Hill City, South Dakota. A beautiful custom log home and 124 acres of exquisite Black Hills land surrounded by the National Forest. An open house is Saturday, the 22nd. A rare, beautiful piece of the hills you will want to see if you have the Black Hills in mind. Check our website at brockauction.com and click on upcoming auctions for video, pictures, and complete details. That's brockauction.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Live at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Tioga, today. Hope folks stop on by and become members of the Pinnacle Rewards Program because it's free. And you earn 2 points for every dollar you spend at the store and 1 point per gallon of fuel. And then get all kinds of merchandise kickbacks and rebates. And there's also the coffee club where you buy six, get a seventh free, and iced coffee and juice and mini pizza and ice cream and oil changes. Buy five, get the six free. And the salon, the showers, all kinds of great deals. So check it out. Be part of the Pinnacle Perks Club here at Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga. I'd love for you to stop by and see us. So before the break, Richard, a former Border Patrol agent, said, you know, one thing you could do is just bring back something very simple that went away in the Clinton years, enforcement. Is he right?
Absolutely. Enforcement begins with E-Verify, which is a system in place that works. I've talked to a lot of businesses that use it right now, which is a system where people can do, where the business can do a check to see if the person who's applying for the job is in fact the person who they say they are and is legally allowed to work in this country. That system, I'm told, has got a very, very high degree of accuracy, and and can be relied upon by business. It's not required in America today. We have a system that could keep people from working here illegally, and penalize businesses if they knowingly hire someone who is an illegal immigrant. And that, so the first thing is, yeah, a proper screening to get business to enforce the law. The second is, if they don't, then of course, as Richard suggested, have a system where we in fact do employer enforcement, where we do, if we find out that they are hiring people illegally, now that they have the means of which to determine whether they're legal or not, they should be held accountable, and the businesses should be fined, and people who are there working illegally should be going through the process of removal.
Senator Rick Santorum with us today, talking about his illegal immigration plan rolled out yesterday at the National Press Club. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. Richard, appreciate the call. I would echo what Senator Santorum said. Thanks for your service. We appreciate it very much. Call again. Mary in Wisconsin, next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Senator Santorum. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. In regards to the illegal aliens and whatnot, I think one of the other problems that really needs to be addressed are the religious groups that are bringing in this plethora of immigrants, like Lutheran Social Services, not far from the Twin Cities, and seeing just the continued issues with these groups of people brought in, and I hate to say it, but problems that they're actually causing, increase
what I think she's referring to is the asylum programs, which is this administration has been very, very aggressive in bringing people from other countries who are, quote, under persecution, and some of them are legitimately under persecution. But the question is, how much coordination? And there isn't a lot of coordination between the local cities, the communities, whether, these SLEs are just dumped, brought into cities without a whole lot of cooperation. If the government is going to bring people in, there are certain situations where people are under persecution. For example, we have, Christians in the Middle East right now who are, being beheaded and crucified and by ISIS. And of course you want to create an opportunity for them to be safe. Ideally, you create an opportunity for them to be safe within the region of that, whether it's in Jordan or whether it's in Turkey or whether it's in some other country or Iraq even. Under severe circumstances, there may not be an alternative, and so there has to be some opportunity for people to be able to come here to be safe. But this administration has, aggressively used that program and has used it for, in some cases, groups that are, politically correct groups. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. They've used it for politically correct groups that are natural. I hate to say and accuse this administration of doing things for politics, but these are, in many cases, some of these SLEs are folks that are more aligned with the Democratic Party.
One more. Let's roll that, Todd, the call that came in during the break.
Yeah, see, I got an idea how to get rid of illegal immigration. Instead of throwing those guys in jail and deporting them, why don't you throw the employer or the person that hired them in jail? That would stop real quick. And, if they got no jobs, they're not going to come here. Sorry.
Yeah, no, this is back to the point that Richard made, the call prior to Mary's, which is, enforcement at the workplace. And the key to that is this system of E-Verify, mandating that every employer now has to find out, has to know, and that then it's much easier to have an enforcement saying, you now have the tools, you're required to use them. If you don't use them, and you hire people, if you do use them and hire them, then you need to be held accountable. And that, if you have a record of using E-Verify and enforcing when employers violate the law, you're right. The caller's right. You're going to have fewer people that are going to have the opportunity to work.
Senator, we are out of time. Don't have time for the rest of the calls, but we'll keep tabs on this. Anything else you want us to know about your immigration plan?
Yeah, let's put the American workers, the people here who are who came here the right way, did what made the sacrifice. Let's make them the center part of this immigration debate, not folks who have broken the law, and that they are the ones that we have to have sympathy for, not the other folks who have actually obeyed the law.
Great stuff. Appreciate the time as always. See you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Senator Rick Santorum on our Newsmaker line today. Back to your calls for a full hour live from Tioga in the Pinnacle Travel Plaza.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyer Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hampton Runswold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.